It's 8:56, and now with a look at the markets this morning, let's go to Chip Nellinger at Blue Reef Agri-Marketing in Morton. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning. We've had some mixed trade here to start the week off. Corn and wheat lower on the day. We've got a continuation higher in the beans. The main item of business here and the reason for the strength in the bean market recently is all eyes are on the weather in South America, Brazil in particular. Portions of northern Brazil, which should be planting right now, have delayed planting because it's so dry. So we're kind of back in full-fledged weather mode, even though we're ready to head to the fields for harvest. We have November beans right now up a nickel at 973 and three quarters. Not much news to start the week out here in the corn or the wheat market. We've got wheat down a nickel. That seems to kind of be the leader here recently in helping pull corn off the lows. But right now you do have the wheat market down a nickel across the board, and that's got corn kicked off about 3 cents lower here, 351 and three quarters in the December corn contract. Livestock market's a little bit firmer. You're up 50 cents in October live cattle, 108.25. The October feeders up 82 at 151.47. Hogs down a dollar at 59.97. Financial markets a little bit mixed here as well. You were seeing a fresh move higher in the S&P in the stock market, up 7.75 points right now, 8 points now, 25.05. The crude oil market a little bit lower as well, 49.72. The dollar index, which has been pretty weak recently and giving commodities a little bit of a boost, is up just a couple of points right now, 91.67. All eyes on that crude oil market as well. You can see some trade north of 50. It could really ignite a short covering rally and a push higher in all commodities. So crude oil market going to be closely watched for kind of a general tone against commodities. And obviously, as we progress the next couple of weeks, harvest data is going to hit this market. It's a mixed bag so far. We're hearing everything across the board from better than last year to way worse than last year. But it's just too early in the game. So the market's going to hang on ongoing yield reports the next couple of weeks as well. But I really do think it's going to take until the January crop report to get a better feel of what these final yields were, although the market will hang on every report that comes out. Quick summary here. You do have a pretty quiet start to the week. Down 3 cents in December corn, 351 and three quarters. November beans up 6 cents, 974 and three quarters. The wheat market very quiet here, down a nickel. Livestock mix, cattle up, hogs down. That'll do it for now. I'm Chip Nellinger with Blue Reef Agri-Marketing. Everyone have a great week.